It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Josh, first, how are things going for you, and how much longer do you think you might be?
I'm not sure. It's slow progress, it felt like, but I'm feeling better, and hopefully be back soon.
You went on the trip. I mean, how much did you think you might be able to get on the ice at some point on the trip?
Yeah, I thought potentially I was going to, you know, maybe get out there, but just something that I was dealing with for a little bit throughout the year, and kind of re-aggravated it, so... just being smart about it.
Re-aggravated that Detroit game?
Yeah. It was an accumulation of games, but that was kind of the game where it didn't feel where it felt the worst. Yeah.
And just the frustration of joining a new team, you start to contribute and going through this. It's got to be tough. I would think, right?
Yeah. Obviously, it's not ideal. It's always frustrating to be hurt, and I wanted to come in here and. Just join the team and be here for the rest of the year. But at the same time, I got to be smart about it too.
So when do you think in your mind you can get back in practice?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Do you feel that? Is there any concern on your part that you might not play the rest of the season? You might think about shutting it down.
No, it's one day at a time. That's all it is.
I'm not sure how much you've had to go into it since you've been in Buffalo, but if you're able to, can you kind of relive what it was like when you heard the news that you were going to be moving on from Ottawa to Buffalo, and just what the emotions were like at that time?
It was kind of a shock when it happened, and it is what it is. It's a busy time of the year, and it just kind of happened, and it is what it is. You know, it's enjoyed my time there. I have a lot of great memories, and started my career there, and made a lot of really good friends, and it's part of the business, and obviously there's a team that wanted me and a team that traded a really good player for me, and I'm really happy to be here and just do my best, and the guys have been great so far, and it's a good group here.
What was it like for you navigating the feelings of this locker room where a guy like Dylan was in this room for a while and they had to go through whatever emotions with him being gone, and you're making new friendships and getting along with these guys here?
I can't really speak for how he was in the room or whatnot. I heard good things about him, and so I just try to come in here, be myself, and try to get to know the guys on a personal level, and just do my part. It's relationships take a little bit. It's not something that happens overnight, so you know, just try to get to know the guys a little bit better, and it's been great so far.
How did that process play out on a road trip that lasted almost a week? Even though you weren't playing, you were with them on that whole trip. That had to be a help in that area.
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously it was really nice to be on that trip with them and not be back here by myself. So, you know, definitely got out to some dinners with the guys and, yeah, just enjoyed some time together. So it's really nice to be out there with them.
Josh, just when you thought the shock factor was maybe wearing off, along comes this game here. And even though you're not playing, I'm guessing playing against this team or watching your team play against this team is bringing out some feels.
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely a game that I wanted to be ready for and had it, you know, marked on the calendar. But it is what it is, and you know, you can't rush, you know, certain things like this. And yeah, it is what it is. It's obviously a game that I would like to play in for sure. But yeah, like I said, I got to be smart about it too.
Do you circle next week then?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite memories as a Senator?
I don't know. There was a lot. It's hard to pinpoint it, but I think probably the hardest part was just the relationships that, you know, you kind of have to not walk away from, but it's not going to be the same ever again. So, but that's part of life, you know. Just like anybody getting a new job, switch jobs, and at the end of the day, that's what this is. It's our job, and you know, you got to put certain things in the past, and yeah, I wish them nothing but the best, honestly. Like, they've, you know, kind of been through hell and back the last 5 or 6 years, and you know, always cheering for them and rooting them on, just not against us.
Have you had this conversation with the guys recently?
Oh, yeah. I've obviously, you know, saw some of them last night, just catching up and stuff, and yeah, I've been in touch with them, and just seeing how things are going. Definitely not as much as you would think, just because, you know, the season's getting going, critical time of the year. But yeah, I still talk to them. Yeah.
A little bit strange bedfellows, almost. I mean, Cousins had a lot of run-ins with you guys, and him and Brady especially weren't on each other's Christmas cards list, and now all of a sudden they're teammates. Kind of weird how that works out.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's part of the game, and it's not, you know, it's nothing personal, and certain guys that you hate playing against, and then you have them on your team and you love them. So, yeah, I'm sure he's fitting in well over there, and yeah.
What can you say about your relationship with Brady? When we spoke to him after the trade, he called you you were his go-to guy for anything, whether it's hockey or life or anything like that. What was your friendship like with him?
Yeah, very deep friendship. You know, one of those guys where, you know, it's not every relationship is super deep, and you kind of, you know, talk about anything and everything. And, yeah, he was always there for me, especially the last couple of years, just, you know, going through injuries and stuff like that. You know, he was always, you know, one of the guys to reach out to me and invite me for dinners or, you know, just hang out and talk about life. So, yeah, it was definitely hard, you know, leaving him. And, obviously, his wife Emma and Ryder, their kid. That was I got to spend a lot of time with them. So yeah, when he brought the baby over, that was, you know, hard to say goodbye to. But like I said, I've you know, settled in here nicely, and I really enjoy it. I like the city, yeah, I'm happy to be here. I really am.
People look at Brady, obviously, from the Four Nations, and he's been on this kind of run, and they say that his play style could be very well suited for the playoffs. Like, you've gotten to know him, you've gotten to play with him. If the Senators get the job done, how do you think he'll do in that environment playing in the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, I think that's kind of his, it's like bread and butter. Like, I think it's been a long time coming for him, and yeah, I hope they, you know, have a good run down here, down the stretch, and I know he's, you know, really chomping at the bit, and yeah, I've been following along a little bit, just, you know, keeping up and cheering him on from a, you know, as a friend, and hoping you know, they can get in and do some damage, because I know it's been a long time coming for him, and you know, he puts, you know, every part of himself into this. So
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out: indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In: plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out: beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.